Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Well, I had a boyfriend when I was a young teenage girl, and he was an authentic hippie. He had a big mane of long hair, and he hated the establishment, and he smoked pot, and he smelled somewhere between a wet dog and a goat. And my parents were not a fan. So they thought the best way to get me away from my boyfriend was to send me to New York for a month or so to visit my family there, who I really barely knew. So they put me on a Greyhound bus on the Ameripass, which, if they still have it, I suggest it. It's a great way to travel. So for 30 days, you can go anywhere in the contiguous 48 states and just see the world, see the U.S. So I went to New York, and on the way back went to Illinois to visit some more family. And I made it back to California, which was, you know, really quite a feat because I was extremely cute when I was 14, just saying. And I had lots of invitations to detour my trip, you know, won't you come with me to North Carolina? And I was like, I was young and a little bit foolhardy, but I made it home. And I got home, I had about 3 days left on this Ameripass. And so I thought, I'm going to go up and visit my best friend, Carrie, who had moved to Salinas recently from Santa Maria. And I'm going to go up and visit her. So Carrie and I had a wonderful experience when she lived in Santa Maria, where we were at the park one time, and there was these people all in a circle, and they were holding hands, and they were singing. And so we joined in, and it turned out that this was this nascent, wonderful movement of Jesus freaks. These were real live Jesus freaks. And we joined in, not knowing that they were Jesus freaks. And what happened was that I felt, for the first time in my life, I felt a real strong connection to a loving God, and that was kind of a revelation to me that God was loving, and that he wasn't just this God of retribution, you know, I see you, I'm waiting, I know you're going to mess up soon. This was a loving God, and it was great, I loved it, so I became a Jesus freak, and so did Carrie, and we were Jesus freaks together. And so she made me a cross out of pottery, and she put it on some beads, and it was this cross about like 5 inches long. And so on my way up on the bus to see Carrie, I thought, well, I'm going to wear the cross. But by that time, the Jesus was out of my freak, and I was just a freak, which is okay to say at that time. It's like I was a freak. But I wore the cross just for her. So I make it up to Salinas. And then I go out and I sit on the grass in front of the bus station and the wind is blowing. And I start getting this feeling like from Big Sur. Like there's something calling me and beckoning me to Big Sur. Well, it was because my hippie boyfriend had moved to Big Sur. My parents didn't know that. They didn't need to send me on this exotic trip, you know, on a Greyhound bus, because he was already gone. They didn't know that. But I thought, I'm going to go, oh, I can hear him. It's like, I think I hear him in the wind. I'm going to go to Big Sur. So I called Carrie. I told her that. She said, oh, okay, that's fine. So I go into the bus station. I say, I'd like a ticket to Big Sur. And he said, well, man, oh, we don't have those. But you can get a ticket to Monterey, and then you can hitchhike to Big Sur. And I said, okay, that sounds great. So I was a really good case for sequestering teenage girls. That whole concept, I get it. I really get it. So I get on the bus to go to Monterey to hitchhike to Big Sur to see my hippie boyfriend. And I'm on the bus. And then this young gentleman comes and sits next to me and starts talking to me and sees my cross. And he says, "Oh, so are you a Christian?" And I said, "Well, I guess so. I'm a Catholic." And he says, "Well, no, I mean, are you a Christian? And I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm a Catholic. I used to be a Jesus freak." And he got really excited at that, because that meant maybe he could get me back to being a Jesus freak. And but he did say, you know, I told him I was going to hitchhike to Big Sur, and he said, "That is just not a good idea." He said, "If you really want to do that, I'll drive you there. I'll drive you to find your boyfriend." I said, "Okay." Yeah. So now I'm agreeing to get into a truck with somebody I've never met to take me somewhere to Big Sur. And I didn't even know what Big Sur was. I don't know if it was, I thought it was like a big house that had a sign on it that said Big Sur. And then I would just go and knock on the door and say, you know, "Is my hippie boyfriend here?" And they'll say, like, "Which hippie boyfriend, right?" But I had no idea. Didn't matter. I never made it there because he convinced me to come to their Christian house. So the wonderful thing about this early Christian movement was that it was very back to the basics of that story in the Bible of, you know, Jesus walking around in sandals. I mean, kind of the original hippie, long hair, sandals, gave away food, didn't own a house, probably smelled very similar to my hippie boyfriend. Let's be honest. And so I love that. So he lived in this kind of communal house. And he said, "Why don't you just, you know, come in and talk?" So I did. And I kind of decided, maybe I won't go to Big Sur. And I started feeling a little bit more of coming back to the spiritual feeling of God. Or who the hell knows what I was thinking, but I didn't get to Big Sur. I went back on the bus. He drove me back to the bus station. I went home, and that was that. Now we kept in touch, and I did start going this Christian way, which kept me out of a lot of trouble. It was a really good thing for me. I needed that. And then eventually we kind of lost touch. And then eventually I lost touch with the Christian Jesus freak part. And then it wasn't stylish to say Jesus freak, you were just a Christian or whatever. I just let it go. I let it go, and I actually got a little hard toward the whole idea of God. I got really turned off by it. So my life changed a lot, and 30 years later, I get an email from somebody who I didn't quite recognize. Said, "Well, we were really close, and I'd like to reignite our friendship," but I didn't know who the person was. And then we started talking, and it turns out it was my hippie boyfriend who had also went through a lot of changes and had transitioned to being my ex-hippie boyfriend, who is now a wonderful woman. And so we decided we were going to meet up at a cafe, and I was pretty nervous about it, you know, for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it's like, I don't know what this person's going to look like, and, you know, it'd been so long, and he was a really profound person to me. So she walked in, and right away, I just saw her blue eyes, which were the very same blue eyes that I loved so much when I was a young teenage girl. They were the same blue eyes. We talked for a long time. We became very good friends. And in that process, she softened me up. In our conversations, I softened up to this idea of God again. And the God that I know now is much different than my Jesus freak day gods. But now I understand that I do need to have this spiritual part of me, that it is a part of me as well as my hands and my soul. And I have her to thank for sharing that with me and showing me this way, you know, that all the way from a greyhound journey to Big Sur and back again to finding a higher love.